Hello and welcome to Geek News Bat News. Today's episode, Injustice 2 post-game coverage part 1. Game overview and gameplay from our noob of a managing editor. Geek News Bat News is a production of comicbookinternational.com. That's comicbookintl.com. Check out Comic Book International for all the latest in geek news from both the US and abroad. Toy reviews, lots of content about movies, TV, and trailers. All with a comic book twist, and of course, an international twist. Find us on both Twitter and Instagram, at comicbookintl, that's at comicbookintl. And we're back to the show. It has been a while. Solid 3 weeks. I normally don't like to let it go more than 2 weeks between geek newses and bat newses. But we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We had a lot going on, both of us being Owen, our injustice expert, and me, Benjamin David, or I should say I, to be grammatically correct, Benjamin David. We have both been very busy. Believe me, though, we've both been playing the heck out of Injustice in one form or another. I personally got it, I being the noob of a managing editor here at comicbookintl.com. Owen being the injustice expert, me being the noob. I'm not going to front on my lack of skills. There's a reason the show is called What It Is Today. Today's episode is named What It Is. I am certainly a noob, but I've been playing Injustice, and I used to love video games, as you're going to hear in a recent post that I'm going to read to you today from the website. I used to play video games a lot, so it's been a lot of fun. I have loved taking the time to do it, but between the time of playing it, I've been recording the gameplay, so check out our YouTube channel, CBIN, that's Comic Book INTL Network. Check out our YouTube channel for that. You can find links to our YouTube channel on our website, comicbookintl.com, also on geeknewsbatnews.com. I post all the YouTube stuff to both of those websites, especially, well, at least the DC-related, Batman-related stuff. I post to geeknewsbatnews.com as well. So make sure you check out both of those websites for stuff from our YouTube channel, especially now. If you're listening to this, you're probably interested in Injustice 2 and Injustice. You're going to find gameplay on our YouTube channel from me, and then soon enough from Owen as well. Owen has been playing. I mentioned I've been playing it on the Xbox One. I got it the night it came out. Been loving it. I'm not quite done with it yet. Owen, on the other hand, has been playing on the app, the Injustice 2 app. So we're going to hear, that'll be kind of cool to hear both sides, both mobile and console. And then, of course, when Owen is here, he's going to play it either after recording about his stuff for the mobile or before. And he's going to let us know what he thinks. He normally plays PS4. I have Xbox One. So he's going to have to deal with it because he's got to get the game himself, man. No, but once again, it'll be cool to hear his end of it, too, on the mobile side of Injustice 2. But now we're back, people. Enough of this why we haven't been here. Let's get into it. We're here. We're here to do a show. And today's show, most of it, the bulk of it, is going to be me reading from my most recent post to comicbookintl.com. I being Benjamin David, once again, managing editor here at comicbookintl.com, also your host here at Geek News Bat News. And the most recent post that I'm going to be reading is called Injustice 2, Post-Game Coverage Part 1, Gameplay Overview and Gameplay from our noob of a managing editor. Noob, as you're going to learn in this post when I read it, is pretty accurate for me. I'm both a noob to Injustice, Gods Among Us even. I never even played the first one, and gaming for me has pretty much not been a part of my life for 15 plus 20 years, I guess. Beside the Arkham games, not a big deal in my life. I love them. I love talking about them, obviously. I've been covering Injustice for over 2 months at this point. But I don't want to repeat too much of what I'm about to talk about. The point is, I am going to be reading that post, so enjoy that. And just a couple other announcements before we start the show and before I read to you my post. Don't forget, folks, we are now part of the BPN, Batman Podcast Network. That is right, Geek News Bat News is proudly now a part of a Batman Podcast Network. Check them out on batmanpodcastnetwork.com. You will find us as well as many other Batman podcasts and podcasters I have recently been in touch with another podcast. I'm not going to say which because nothing has been confirmed yet, but hopefully my hope, and I'm sure it will happen, is to have a crossover episode among all the different Bat podcasters, the Batcast crossover. it's been done before, but I want to be involved now because our show is now on this network. So I cannot wait for that. Keep your bat ears out for that. Also, folks, I want to make one more slightly vague, yet still spoilerish announcement. I am going to be starting a new podcast related to Batman. Yes, that is right. Geek News Bat News isn't going anywhere. Don't worry if you like this show. Now you'll even be more excited because, speaking of a Batman podcast network, I am starting a new Batman podcast. Please keep your, once again, bat ears out for that. I cannot spoil what it's going to be because I don't want to give away the idea of this podcast to anyone else until the first episode is recorded. But my plan is this. The first episode of the new podcast, since it is a Batman podcast, it's going to be cast on this very show that you're listening to. So if you're subscribed or if you're not, subscribe. What are you thinking? Subscribe to our show and you're going to hear, if you like the show once again, you're going to hear another Batman podcast that I think some will like a lot better. It's going to be a much different format. What can I spoil? It's not going to be a news format. It'll be slightly newsworthy. It'll definitely be slightly Batman newsworthy, but it is not based in Batman news. I'll also say it's much more specific within the Bat universe. That is all I'm going to say. That's all you're going to get out of me. But please, if you are interested, stay tuned. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our podcast. Podbean, iTunes, SoundCloud. Don't forget, once again, geeknewsbatnews.com. If you haven't been listening, we set up a website just for the podcast. Before that, we were just posting it to the main podcast platforms as well as comicbookintl.com. Now we're part of geeknewsbatnews.com. All right, so let's get into it. Today's episode, once again, the bulk of it is going to be me reading my most recent post to comicbookintl.com. This was posted on May 21st, 2017 by me, Benjamin David, and the name of it once again is Injustice 2 Post-Game Coverage Part 1. Gameplay Overview and Gameplay from our noob of a managing editor. I'm not a gamer. I occasionally play video games. I love video games. I've been covering gaming quite a lot here on the site, and we've been talking games for over 2 months now on our Geek News Bat News A Batman podcast. Gamers, fret not. We do have real gamers on our team, both on the site and podcast. I just don't happen to be one of them. So the interest is there, just not the title. I definitely can't rock the label gamer. Still, I have been playing the heck out of Injustice 2 since its release exactly a week ago tonight, and I am loving it. To backtrack a bit, I did used to spend a lot of time playing video games, admittedly too much. But my most recent gaming hours are from the Arkham series, not surprisingly. Every few years buying the newest Arkham, playing it for probably less than a month, and then putting it down. The first two Arkhams, Asylum and City, kept me interested much longer than the later two, Origins and Knight. The trend for my gaming hours has only declined with time, to be quite honest. For the record, this is not because I don't still enjoy them or have lost all interest. Rather, I've chosen to spend my recent time with writing, podcasting, making videos. For those of you still gaming hard, game on. I'll be the guy trying to keep up, but writing and podcasting about all of it with a huge smile of genuine enthusiasm on my face. Now, you're pretty much filled in on my own recent relationship with gaming. Again, consider that even I, the noob, have been sucked into this game like it was an old Arkham installment, this game being Injustice 2. I look forward to it when I get home. I've been staying up far later than my normal bedtime to progress the game's story. All the old excuses came back like it was yesterday. Just 5 more minutes. After I beat this guy, it's just one more opponent. How long could that really take? I'll just move the story along by one more guy. But after this, I seriously need to stop playing. All of that self-justification just bought you at least another hour in that gamer chair. For me, my grandmother's ancient corduroy lazy boy. If gamer expertise is what you need, gamer expertise is what we got. just not today. Today you got me, Benjamin David, the noob, here to tell you that even for a non-gamer, this game kicks ass in every sense. Without having played the first Injustice once, noob is something we can say quite literally in this case as well. Even if you're even a slight DC fan and barely a gamer like me, this thing is a must-have. I'm personally a huge DC fan, but I call it a thing for a reason. I was thinking about this as I was playing it. For a Batman DC fan, if you're reading this, you probably already know the Injustice games are just as much DC animated movies as they are fighting games. So you can't just call it a game anymore when you have hours of game time devoted, game time in quotes, devoted entirely to story. Cutscenes, in-game cinematics, in-game movies, whatever you want to call them, it builds a whole new dimension into an already mind-blowing fighting game. It becomes this other thing that I want to see unfold and be present for. I know gamers reading this are going, yeah, duh, that's why cinematics are awesome. And yeah, I get it now. You gotta bear with me though, this is an old noob in his 30s talking here. While my own expertise may not lie in the world of DC games, DC animation is a whole nother story. I own about 98% of all DC animated movies ever released. And kids, when I say own, I mean on this super old format called DVD. Copies of movies that, get ready for this, actually exist in physical space. I've seen a lot of the greats, the classics, I've seen some stinkers too, though they're really few and far between in the DC animated catalog. It's mostly a solid filmography and an overwhelming portion of DC animated TV is pretty much on point as well. I don't want to get too deep into the animation piece quite yet because I am definitely going to post something about, something focused on Injustice 2 animation anyway. For now, I'll say this. In my own considered experience with DC animation, the story I have seen so far from Injustice 2, just halfway past through the story as of now, is good. I can't quite say it's great because I do honestly have some gripes. Regardless, there is still a delicious amount of DC lore to behold, and the look, quality, and standard for 3D animation here is remarkable. The motion capture, lighting, sound, top to bottom. It looks and sounds real in a truly unprecedented way for fighting games and cinematics as a whole. I thought it was important to point out that even from a gamer noob's perspective, there is so much more to Injustice than a fighting game. At the same time, rest assured, I am not at all clueless to the Injustice universe, or the DCU in general. On the contrary, and it's precisely because of my love for this universe that I feel some license to criticize. Stay tuned for part 2 of our Injustice 2 post-game release coverage. Next time I promise to have some real gamer input from a non-noob, someone unlike myself. I will either have our Injustice expert Owen provide some insight, or I will find some other gamers to give us their thoughts. Owen said he has been playing the Injustice 2 mobile app as well last time I spoke with him, so we will also be hearing about that soon. And DC Animation fans, don't forget, I will definitely be posting something soon all about the story slash DC Animation aspect of Injustice 2. If there is anything in particular you'd like us to cover, please email us at comicbookintl@gmail.com or message us on Twitter and Instagram, both @comicbookintl. We're always open to ideas of our readers and listeners. And again, that was a post written by me, Benjamin David, managing editor here at comicbookintl.com and host of Geek News Bat News, this very podcast. The name of the post was Injustice 2 Post-Game Coverage Part 1, Gameplay Overview and Gameplay from our noob of a managing editor. And that is it for today's episode of Geek News Bat News. I am your host, Benjamin David, and managing editor here at comicbookintl.com. Thank you, as always, for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes covering the video game and comics of DC's Injustice 2. We have much more to come with our Injustice expert, Owen, and now that the new Injustice 2 game has been out for a few weeks now, we will have even more than enough Geek News Bat News to cover for Injustice 2. Once again, my name is Benjamin David, and Geek News Bat News, a Batman podcast, is hosted, produced, and edited by me. But don't forget to check out my writing as well at comicbookintl.com. If you liked what I read on the show today, be sure to bookmark our website, comicbookintl.com, to find more of my writing. In addition to iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, and comicbookintl.com, you can also find the show at our very own geeknewsbatnews.com website as well. Just click on podcast episodes to find the newest episodes of the show, but also don't forget to click around the website to all of the different menu items. Toys, TV, movies, comics, videos, and again, that's geeknewsbatnews.com. Beside comicbookintl.com, if you'd like to find me or post from our website, we are at comicbookintl on both Twitter and Instagram, comicbookintl@gmail.com if you want to email us. And you can find our injustice expert Owen and his gamer channel, AB Normal Gaming, on YouTube. Speaking of gaming, our other international gamer, Miki from Rome, Italy, can be found at TR3CHEW. If you remember from last episode, this is the Italian gamer featured in my post from comicbookintl.com, titled Rome, Italy, Arkham Game Screenshots from the Eternal City. Podcast art by Courtney Delenn Slater, at CDS Graphics on Instagram, and at CDS_graphics on Twitter. If you like our show and want to do very little to help a whole lot, please subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a quick 5-star review. It really does just take a few seconds, and then those little stars go a long way to helping us continue bringing all this amazingly informative coverage, and even more coverage from events, interviews with folks in the business of Batman, collectibles, comics, and more. As always, if you want to send us any info that you have about Injustice or Batman in general and would like us to read it on the show, please hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at comicbookintl, or send us an email, comicbookintl@gmail.com. We'd love to read your messages on the show. If you want your voice featured on the show, just email us a 2 to 3 minute voice recording. Please keep it clean and include in a paragraph or two, at most, anything you'd like us to read on the show. Geek News Bat News, a Batman podcast, is not an official production of DC Comics, Warner Brothers, Batman, Funko, or any other company, property, and or license mentioned on this recording or on comicbookintl.com or geeknewsbatnews.com. The thoughts and opinions shared by the participants of this podcast are theirs and theirs alone, and therefore do not represent the companies or organizations they happen to work for.